Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the many, many things you've already blessed us with this day. And now the blessed opportunity to get back into your word. Help us now as we continue our studies, as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Continuing our Bible studies from A to Z in the word faith, we'll turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. Here we see a song or a psalm of David that's recorded in 2 Samuel concerning his faith, where it reads in 2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, and him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions around about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighteth in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes' sight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. Thus we see that song that David sang, wrote and sang, and it displays his faith and a little bit of history and testimony within that as well, of what the Lord has done for him, and acknowledges how much trust and faith he has put in the Lord. And we can learn from David's life and all the many challenges that he had when he failed, when he doubted, when he disobeyed, things that came upon him, but also the many blessings and protection and rewards that he got when he was faithful and kept things right. Let's look at some other songs or psalms that David wrote that are recorded over in the Book of Psalms. If you will, turn to Psalm 23. Of course, a very well-known psalm, the 23rd psalm, where we see here the faith of David being displayed in this. It reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." It's a very comforting psalm, and it does display the faith that David had, and that he was confident, because that's part of faith, not only an unquestioning belief, but also a confident trust in the Lord and in the promises of the Lord. And when you have true faith, then that brings that trust, and it also brings in hope. And then we can have the confident anticipation and expectation of the fulfillment of the promises and prophecies of God. And that's a wondrous way to be. with that confidence. And that all starts from faith. It's like it says there in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, when we see these examples in the Word of these faithful men, we can learn from that and know that we can also have and display such faith. Let's look at another psalm of David in Psalm 27. Here it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" That's an awesome statement there that we should all make with confidence, knowing that when we trust in the Lord, who can come up against us? No one can overpower the Lord. As he continues, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." A bit of advice there to all of us. Wait on the Lord. We get so impatient. We get such a hurry in this world of fast foods, with everything being so quick and fast. We want the fastest meal delivered to us. We want the fastest internet connection. We want everything right now, right now, right now. And people want that in all their areas. But we got to know. Sometimes we got to wait a little while. And patiently wait on the Lord for things to be done in his timeline, not ours. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. That courage, he was talking earlier about not being afraid and going up against whatever battle it is, going up against whatever challenge it is, with faith. Trust in the Lord. Back up there in verse 3 again, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident." Confident in the day of those challenges. Fearless. Because when you truly have the faith in the Lord, you become fearless. You're not worried about what's going to happen to you when you truly and fully trust in the Lord. Because you know he's going to take care of you. And if it's your time to leave this world, then he's going to take you on home. And there's nothing wrong with going on home, that's for sure. So we got to have confidence in that as well. That he's going to leave us here in this world, in this realm, as long as we need to be here to do the tasks that he gives us the available chance to do. And then when we're done, He's going to take us on home. Simple as that. But way too many people are fearful of leaving here. Way too many people are fearful of going home. We got to know that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just like he said back over there in Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we're just changing locations when we leave here. Our residency here may be over, but the residency with the Lord can be eternal when we simply trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Have faith in Him and truly have that courageous faith that David displayed over and over, going up against what would be insurmountable odds against him, going up against enemies, as we studied last week about how he went up against the giant as a youth, and then all through his life, the battles that he had to fight as Saul hunted him and wanted him dead, and the various encounters that he had through that. But always showing faith in the Lord. All right, since we're in Psalms, let's look at another Psalm concerning faith over in Psalm 118. A couple verses here. In verses 5 through 9, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? That's the point that we're bringing out with David and so forth. That confidence. It isn't anything that mankind can do to you concerning your eternal soul. They cannot take it away. They cannot sever your relationship with God. That's sealed. So what can they do to you? They can hurt you physically, sure. But that's nothing in the long run. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Taketh my part. That means he's on your side. He's on our side. When we go up against an adversary, the Lord is fighting with us. Verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, that's one we all need to be listening to these days. Too many people are putting their confidence in government or in doctors or so-called experts. Trust in the Lord. He'll see you through it. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Flat out know and understand that we can totally trust the Lord. You cannot trust mankind. Do not put your trust in man. Do not put your trust in a government or a so-called expert or a doctor or anyone else like you trust in the Lord. Have faith and trust in the Lord utmost and fully. Now there will be people that he brings into your life that are somewhat trustworthy because they are born-again Christians. But if they're in the world and they're not a born-again Christian, then you truly cannot trust them. And that might upset some folks, but that's just the facts. The only ones you can really truly trust are born-again Christians that are following the will of the Lord. I don't think that you can fully and completely trust anybody on this planet. The only one you can fully and completely trust is Jesus Christ. That's sad, but that's true. So know that and fully and totally trust in the Lord. Because as it says there once again, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, in mankind. Because it even pulls into government here where it says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Don't depend on the government for everything. Don't depend on anyone else for everything. Depend on the Lord. He won't let you down. If you decide to trust a pastor or a preacher or anyone else in the world, don't put your trust in them. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. They're just servants. They're just human people just like you, and they are capable of letting you down. So remember that. And then you can have the confidence in knowing if you fully trust in Jesus Christ, He can see you through whatever challenge you might encounter. All right, now let's look over at Proverbs, since we're close here. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." That's very important proverb there. If you fully trust in the Lord, there again, going back to don't trust anybody else, don't even trust yourself. Because we're weak, we're fallible, we're still in this flesh, we still have a flaw within us, you may say, a weakness within us. But we can trust in someone who is flawless. We can have faith in Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him. And He will never let you down. Others will let you down, and you'll let yourself down. But the Lord will never let you down. All right, so we've looked at the life of David. We've looked at how much trust that he has and how much faith that he has in the Lord and the examples of that are recorded in the Word concerning that. But it's interesting to also know throughout history that there's been people that are outside of the family of children of Israel that were prior to Abraham and his descendants, as well as after Abraham and his descendants, those that were outside, those that were considered heathens, that came to an understanding, that came to an acknowledgement of the Lord and who He is, and a faith in Him. As we see in Ezra, now the setting here is right at the end of the 70-year Babylonian captivity, when the children of Israel were taken into there, actually the people of Judah and Benjamin, because by this time the northern kingdoms had already been conquered by the Assyrians and scattered about. And we know Nebuchadnezzar and so forth, the event that took place there with taking all the people captive. But here at the end of that, when King Cyrus shows that he has received trust and received and grown a faith in the Lord, in Ezra chapter 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, "Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah." This displays the confidence and trust and faith of King Cyrus in the existence of and the need of God and the need to worship Him in the proper way. He's saying we need to rebuild the temple because it had been destroyed during the overthrow of the southern kingdoms of Judah and Benjamin when they were taken into captivity. Let's look how this continues in verse 3. "Who is there among you of all His people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem." So he gave them that proclamation. He sent them out with a lot of wealth and a lot of assistance, and allowed them to go back and resettle Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple, and gave them their freedom out of Babylon, and they returned, as we know from the accounts in Ezra and Nehemiah. But the point I want to make here is that here we have an example of someone who was outside of the family of the descendants of Abraham, who has proclaimed a faith in the Lord and had encouraged others around to express that faith in the Lord by building the temple. And he gave them a lot of assistance and a lot of material, as well as wealth, and even returned to them many of the vessels and so forth that were taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, and were able to restock the temple to continue the sacrifices. So we see that example of King Cyrus, the king of Persia, which is awesome to know. And it's amazing, if you really get to thinking about it, how much more there is of information of history that's out there of people that truly trusted in the Lord, that showed a faith. They were outside of the children of Israel. They were outside of these records that we have preserved for us. And someday when we're in judgment and when we're able to see those other people and to hear their accounts, it's going to be very, very wondrous to see how much influence the Lord has on the entire world and all peoples. It'll be wondrous, I'm sure. But that's all the time we have today. Let's go ahead and close here as we pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you all so much for these examples in history that you recorded for us, for the people that have faith. And help us learn from that. And help us all to truly trust in you and have the faith in you. Not others, but fully and totally in you. We thank you oh so much. You'll never let us down. So we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you.